Darrell, all in all, I suppose that's a disappointing afternoon for you.
It was, yeah. Listen, we can't paper over that. I thought the first 45 minutes we were awful, if I'm honest with you. Kicking it long, ball keep going out of play, no one making angles to get on the ball. Didn't look like a team that's been doing well recently, to be honest with you. And Cheltenham are a good team, obviously, but we sort of played into their hands. We're very, very, very sloppy in our performance, very lethargic in our performance. And then we change things around a little bit second half, and then we give another real cheap goal away, start the second half, doesn't get a chance to build. And you know, players have got to learn from that. You know, I've been very critical of my players previous to the 9-10 games. And like I said into them there, I said, look, 1 in 10, I'll handle it. I'm not happy, obviously. Very disappointed. But you've got to take your medicine in them situations. Beat by a better team today, and my team didn't turn up.
Yeah, I suppose the killer was the second goal so soon after half time.
Yeah, because listen, we had harsh words at half time, so you wanted that reaction, but then you give a sloppy goal away second half. We're always going to give them, Cheltenham, different problems to think about with tactical changes and give them something different to try and get back into the game. But we were sloppy, and unlike our previous away performances, we were giving cheap goals away, and you can't do that against a good team.
And try and sort of single out a few positives. Cameron Norman, he came on, I thought, looked very lively.
Yeah, Cam Norman did excellent. We're disappointed to lose Pringy before the game as well. He might have mumps, so he's been ill as well. So we're fullback area. Cam's played a few games just recently. Probably in hindsight, probably started the game because I thought my fullbacks were poor first half and they were our outs. But wanted to be solid base, but never really got anything going. Got a bit more going second up, like you say, the second goal kills us.
You're an honest bloke. In terms of the 11 you started with, the formations you chopped and changed, tried different ones.
But for me, it was a mentality thing. Of players wanted to get on the ball. You know, yeah, I put Rory Holden in the midfield in the second half and Kins, and we look like we want to get on the ball and work it. You know, Alfie, bless him, he's 18. He's got to learn from that experience. The game passed him by, but no, certainly weren't just Alfie. I think as well is when you come to a League Two team and 7 or 8 of your players are not playing at the standard you're going to be playing at against the top team, you can't get away with it, and we fell short today.
He signed his contract this week, but I think Wes had quite a game.
Nothing to do with his contract. No. He just hasn't been, he wasn't firing on all cylinders like numerous players. I could name them all, to be honest with you. What I will say is that's two real tough away games in Salford and Cheltenham.
Yeah.
At the back end of 7 games in 22 days for us. I don't probably think the midweek game actually helped us, although I changed a bit around. And it's time to get back to the training ground and get a good bit of work in it now, Saturday to Saturday, for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully get one or two of my players back, because I would have liked to rotate it a little bit more, to be honest with you, but with the injuries that we've got at the minute and the illness in the camp. And it's like Julesy, you know, Julesy was struggling a little bit at half-time as well, so we just got to make sure that we're out there working on things, getting better and making sure we don't put in many more performances like that.
How much are you looking forward to this free week? Because you hear from managers how hectic it is.
Yeah, certainly. We need to freshen the squad up as well. It's important that by the end of the window we've got 2-3 players coming in to freshen the group up, to help the group. I think they've come a long way in the last couple of months. And I think we've got to keep working and building the club forward in the right direction. Today we've got a big knock for me. By far the second best team on the day. And we have to take that.
And it's all about starting again, and you bounce back from the Carlisle defeat to beat Orient.
That's right. Listen, what I say to the boys is I want a reaction, you know, and that starts at Saturday next week at 3 o'clock, which starts on the training ground Monday morning. We want a reaction from the players, and make sure that we try and continue this fine run of form we've been on and take this knock.